Shalom and hi everyone. Welcome to the United Herzog podcast. You're probably familiar with learning concepts such as collaborative learning, the jigsaw method, self-directed learning, and active learning. Sometimes these methods and techniques seem a little bit vague. United Herzog has prepared a series of short and focused podcasts on a number of educational approaches. The podcasts are workshops for building lesson plans based on diverse, inviting, and engaging learning practices that encourage students to take an active and meaningful part in their learning. We've also prepared accompanying materials for you and your students that help improve their learning using these practices. These practices may be adapted to any content and any age group. So go ahead, take the material you've planned to teach, find a quiet place, put on your headphones, and join us. I want to pose a difficult dilemma to you. You are teaching a class of high school students, and at the end of the lesson, one of the girls comes up to you and asks to speak to you privately. You find a place to sit together in one of the classrooms, and no one else is there.
She says that she wants to consult with you, but asks you that you do not share this information with anyone else. Not the school counselor, not her parents, the principal, no one. Then she tells you that she has a severe eating disorder. She asks for advice on what she should do.
What would you do? What would you advise her? Would you share this with anyone else? If yes, who and why? This is a difficult dilemma. Using a moral or ethical dilemma is a tool that exposes students to stories and situations that require them to deal with decision-making processes. In regard to moral dilemmas, the students must deal with situations in which there is no clear or good decision. Each decision is good from a certain perspective and not so good from another. In the process of contemplating the dilemma, they face situations where they have to delve deep into the depths of their values and assumptions. Dilemma-based learning familiarizes the students with topics and values of a study unit, which can be used for class discussion on current issues. In this unit, I will guide you through the process of building a dilemma-based lesson plan, and at the end of it, you will have a lesson ready to use in class. So let's go! Are you with us? Great! Are you comfortable? Good. There are four stages for building a dilemma-based lesson. I will explain each stage and give you time to work while listening to music. If you feel you need more time, stop the recording, finish your work, and get back to us. In the first stage, we need to find a dilemma. It can be from a study material unit, such as the story of the binding of Isaac, known in Hebrew as Akedat Yitzhak. The dilemma facing the late Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin when signing the Oslo Accords, or the dilemma in the novel by Edgar Keret about the bus driver who wanted to be God. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. Of course, you can also look for dilemmas in your own life and focus on them. There are also famous moral dilemmas in philosophy, for example, the train dilemma. A train without a driver is traveling fast and may hit five people who are tied to the track. The only way to save these people is to divert the train to a parallel track, where only one person is tied to the track. What is the moral decision here? Is it moral to save five people at the cost of one human life? Think about the dilemma you would like to focus on with your students and find the story that will lead them through this dilemma. Take 3 minutes to think about the dilemma you would like to present to your class. Thank you. You have a dilemma? Great. Think about how you want the students to meet this dilemma. Is it in a classroom discussion, or maybe in an independent reading session? What are the questions you want your students to think about as they delve deeper into the dilemma? Following are some ideas for guiding the questions. What is the dilemma here? Whose dilemma is it? What are the conflicting values in the dilemma? Suggest at least one solution to solve the dilemma. I suggest that you consider the possibility of an independent internal investigation into the dilemma before sharing it with your class or in a small group, thereby allowing each student to deal with the dilemma on their own. Now you must plan how you want the students to investigate the dilemma independently. You may need a little bit more time for this step, so stop the recording if needed and continue when you are ready. Take 3 minutes to complete this task. When your guiding questions for investigating the dilemma are ready, I suggest you think about the sharing stage. How would you like your students to share their insights? It can be in pairs, small groups, in a class discussion, or maybe you would like to use one of the methods we have prepared in other podcasts, such as the think-pair-share method, or chevruta. If so, I suggest that you listen to those podcasts to get more details. Take time to plan the sharing stage of this class. Well done! You have reached the last stage. I want to suggest a final stage after sharing the dilemma in class. Have your students use a graphic organizer page to state the opinions they have formulated for themselves. I suggest two options. One is to use mind maps, and we have created a whole podcast about these, which you can listen to. The second option is a graphic format with different elements, which can be found on the website. But I will briefly describe it here as well. At the top of the page, we ask students to write a short description of the dilemma. And then we create a mind map in the center of the page where each student writes his opinions on the subject. These opinions are actually his claims. Arrows come out from each claim to different dimensions and explanations on the different opinions. An example that supports these opinions, how this dilemma affects his day-to-day life, his debate with the dilemma, or an icon that represents an insight or a thought following the discussion on the dilemma. This graphic tool helps students reflect on the entire process and come away with deeper insights from the learning process. You have 3 minutes to complete this task. We hope you found this podcast to be helpful. Don't forget to also visit the United and Herzog College websites, where you will find additional materials about the practices and other useful resources for future lessons, inspiration, and enrichment. Good luck!